Today's Amud is Yevamos Lamed Zayin Amud Beis. We're holding by the top line in Lamed Zayin Amud Beis, Amar Abaye. So we had on the previous Amud a machlaikis between Abaye and Rava in what the Shita of Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov is. They had machlaikis about in a scenario where you have a Safik Mamzer. So the Shita of Abaye, Bedas Rabbi Lezer ben Azaria, is that a Safik Mamzer is treated like a Vadei Mamzer. A Safik Mamzer is allowed to marry a Mamzeres, even though he's only a Safik. A Safik Mamzer is allowed to marry a Mamzeres. The Isser to marry a Mamzeres was never said about a Safik Mamzer, only about someone that's Vadei, not a Mamzer. That was the Shita of Abaye. Whereas Rava held Bedas Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov, that no, that a Safik Mamzer is a Safik Mamzer. And so a Safik Mamzer is not allowed to marry a Vadei Mamzeres because maybe he's not a Mamzer. And therefore, Rava held that a Safik Mamzer is also to marry a Mamzeres. That was the Machlaikas B'das or B'liezer ben Yaakov. So now says the Gemara Amar Abaye. Abaye says that Mino Amin Allah. How do I know to say to call Sveika or B'liezer ben Yaakov Kevadei Mishavile that Rabbi B'liezer ben Yaakov considers a Safik Mamzer to be like a Vadei Mamzer and he allows a Safik Mamzer to marry a Mamzeres, the Tanya, because we learned in the Braisa that Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Aimer, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov says, Hare Shabba al Nashim Harbe, if you have a man that was together with many women, Veni Aidei al Ezeman Ba, and he lost track, he doesn't remember anymore all the women he was with, and he could have children all over the world, and he has no idea who they are. Vechein he, similarly a woman, Shabayu Aleha al Nashim Harbe, she was together with many men, Veni Aidas me Ezeman Kibla, she doesn't remember anywhere anymore who she was Nisabra from. She's pregnant now, she doesn't remember who the father is, she has children, and she doesn't know who the father is. Nimsa av naisias vitai va'ach naisias achaisai. So Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov commented on this scenario that it could come out that you'll end up having a father marrying his daughter and brothers marrying sisters because they don't know who the fathers are in these different cases or who the mother is. V'nismale kola ilam kulai mamzerin. And said Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov that through this the whole world will be filled with mamzerin. V'alzanemar umala ha'aret zima, that the world will be filled with nas, with zima. So you see that Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov said that in these scenarios where you'll have people that don't know who the father is, who the mother is, and you might have people that are mamzerim, because you can have a father marrying his daughter or a brother marrying a sister and having children. And Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov's lashon was that if so, you'll have the whole world filled with mamzerin. Now wait a second, it's not the whole world filled with mamzerin. It's the whole world filled with safik mamzerin. How could Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov say that through this you'll have the whole world filled with mamzerin? Says Abaye that this is the raya that you see that according to Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, a safik mamzer is considered a vadai. What does Rava say back? Rava Amar Lach, Rava will tell you that no, Hachik Amar, this is what the Braisa means to say. This is what Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov meant. That Zu Mahi, that other Rabba, he brought the Pasuk Umala Aret Zima. The word Zima stands for Zu Mahi. That I don't know what this is. Meaning, it's a Safik Mamzer. Even though he said that the whole world will be filled with Mamzerim, what he really meant, and what you see from the Pasuk that he brings, is that the whole world will be filled with Safik Mamzerim. And really, this is a riot to me, says Rava. Now, according to Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, a Safik Mamzer is only considered a Safik, it's not a Vadai. Now, once we mentioned this memra from Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, the Gemara goes on to bring a few other memras from Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, I believe two more, all about an Inyanei Ishus. So says the Gemara, member number one, that Yasser al Kain Amr Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, that Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov said, that Lo Yisa Adam Isha ben Bedina Zu, V'yilech V'yisa Isha ben Bedina Acheres. A person shouldn't marry one woman in this city, and then go to a different city, a different country, and marry another woman over there. The reason is because they'll have children from both wives in two different countries, and people are gonna lose track, and Shami Yizdav Guzelazeb, they'll get set up with each other. Ah, you're exactly alike, great Shidduch, you even look alike, and the Nimsa'ach Naiseas Achaisai, you'll have a brother marrying a sister. And so, because of that, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov said that the person's not allowed to marry two different women in two different countries. Now, the Beis Meir points out, in Eben Ezer, Simon Beis, Sifyid Aleph, so the Beis Meir points out that Be'atzim, this Cheshash exists not just by a person who has two wives. Let's say nowadays, we have the Rabbeinu Gershom Lefisam, or in general, people don't have two wives. Says the Beis Meir, it's like, yeah, even to a person who only has one wife. Because you could have a person who marries a woman in one country, and then they get divorced, or the mother dies, the wife dies, and then he marries another woman in a different country. So now he has children children from both wives. Why did, and it's really a question on Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, why did Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov make this about marrying two different wives in two different countries, even if a person only has one wife, l'chayra, this chashash should apply. So the Beis Meir explains that no, but when a person only has one wife, and he goes and he picks up to marry another woman in a different country, the standard is that his children come with him. That's why Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov never spoke about such a case, because the standard is that in such a case, the children will go with the father, and therefore, you're not going to have any sort of mix-ups. You're not going to have children in two different countries sharing the same father, because generally, the children will go with the father. However, Aruch HaShulchan and Eben Ezer, Simon Aleph, Siv Chav Dalid, he says that no, the reason why we're makel about this is because we're talking just makel about the whole Isser, even if a person had two wives. Aruch HaShulchan says that nowadays, we're not makbin on this halacha. He says, nowadays, we have mail. Nowadays, we have telephones. We have internet. We have all the different things. Information gets spread very easily. And therefore, says the Aruch HaShulchan, there's no chashash nowadays that a person will end up having some sort of mix-up and a brother will end up marrying a sister just because a person has wives in two different countries. But al-Kapanim, this is the halacha that Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov said, that a person is not allowed to marry two different women in two different countries. However, ask the Gemara Eini, is that really true that there's such an iser? V'harav ki iklo l'dardashir, when Rav would go visit Dardashir, so machriz v'amar, he was leaving his wife back at home, and he was going to a new town, he was nervous for the Yetzihara, he was scared for the Yetzihara. Rav was scared about his Yetzihara, so when he went out of town, when he left his wife, machriz v'amar, he would make an announcement and say, man havya l'yayma, who wants to marry me for the, temporarily, for the day, meaning temporarily, for while I'm here, I don't want to succumb to my Yetzihara. I want to make sure I have a wife. So therefore he would announce who wants to marry me, and he would marry, seemingly marry another woman from a different country, not like Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. And also Rav Nachman, ki ikol lishchansiv, machar zvamar, man havya liyayma. Rav Nachman did the same thing. So they didn't have telephones back then. L'chayra, they would have to be makbid on Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov's halacha, that the person's not supposed to have wives in two different countries, so why weren't they makbid? So says the Gemara in answer, that shani rabbanan depeki ashimayu, that when it comes to people like Rav and Rav Nachman, being that they're big Talmid HaChamim and they're very famous, so therefore there's no concern for a mix-up. The concern for a mix-up is only when the father's not so famous, so then people won't remember that the two siblings share the same father, that the people in one town and the people in the other town, that they share the same father. However, if the father's a big Talmid HaChamim, if he's someone that's famous, so then no one's going to lose track. However, the Gemara still has a different technical question. Now that we mentioned this practice of Rabbi and Rav Nachman, so we finished the Kasha from the Braisa, but the Gemara just has a very technical question. That how was Rabbi and Rav Nachman able to do this? They went out of town, they would marry another woman. How were they allowed to do that? V'ha'amar Rava, but Rava said, Tavua li nase, that any time a person, he requests from a lady to get married, so v'nisfaisa, and she agrees, so that there's a chashash, it's called dam chimu, that the excitement that the woman has as might lead her to having at least a tipas dam that comes out, and mamela tzricha leishev shiva nikiyim, she has to wait shiva nikiyim before she's allowed to be together with him. She has to wait shiva nikiyim. Generally speaking, this is kemat never nageya, because there's always a long period of time between the engagement and the actual chasana. So even though she has to wait shiva nikiyim, it's not usually she anyways has to wait shiva nikiyim. It's not usually so nageya. I've heard cases where it became very nageya. You have a chasana kala that they canceled their wedding, let's say the day before, they decide they're not going to get married, and then they were convinced into doing it to getting married. So she was tavua linase right before the chasana. She agreed to get married. She has to wait shiva nikiyim. That's the shaila. Could she get married that night? Could she get married the next day? Does she have to wait a new shiva nikiyim? There's a new tavua linase. But al kapanim, that's the halacha. That's the idea of a dam chimun, that anytime a lady agrees to get married, so there's a chashash that maybe there's some dam and she has to wait shiva nikiyim. So the question is that how are Rav and Rav Nachman able to just go out of town and marry another lady for the day? What do you mean? What about Dam Chimu Adlachar? They would have to wait 7 days. By that point, they might be going back home. So how were they able to do this practice? So says the Gemara, two terutzim. Terutz number one, that Rabbanan Shluchayu have a Mishadri, Umaydeluhu. They would send Shluchim in front of them and inform the ladies, inform the town, who wants to marry me for the day? And like that, it was already 7 days before they got to the town. So the 7 days were already over by the time that they got to the town, and therefore there was no problem with dam chimad. Or vibaisema that l'rabbanan yichudi ba'alma hu d'miyachti lehu, that they never actually did nesu, and they were never actually physically together. They just were miyachid for themselves a wife, and like that, that was enough that they felt that that would save them from the yetzer hara. D'amar mar in yadayim mishi yesh leipas besaloi lemisha ein leipas besaloi, because Mar said that when a person has the bread in the basket, so it makes this yetzer hara a lot easier to defeat. So to over here, the fact that they knew it was a possibility, they already have the wife set up, so that made it much easier that then they weren't scared from their Yetzer Hara. Now there's an interesting Ha'ara based on this Gemara on the Shita of the Ravya. The Shita of the Ravya that's brought in the Sugi of Dam Chimud, the Ravya held that even though it's true that when a lady agrees to get married, so there's a chashash that maybe she has a tipas dam and she has to be Yeshev Shiva Nikiyim, the Ravya says that if she checks very well and she sees that there's no dam, so then she doesn't need to wait Shiva Nikiyim. Then we rely on that Bedika. If she checks herself and she sees that there was no dam, she does not need to wait Shiva Nikiyim. And Kasha is, and Rav Rishayim argue on the Ravya. Rav Rishayim say that no, there's a chashash that maybe there's a tipas dam and she won't find it. But Ravya says that no, if she checks and she doesn't see it, so then she's good to go. So the Kasha on the Ravya is, and the Beis Ephraim asks this Kasha, and Shuvah's Beis Ephraim, Simon Ayin Hay, he asks on the Ravya from our Gemara that if the Ravya is right, that it helps for a lady to check herself, and if she doesn't see any dam, so then she's good to go. So then what was the kasha on Rav and Rav Nachman? That how could they marry the woman? Maybe she checked herself. She saw that she was clean, and Mamela, it was mutter for Rav and Rav Nachman to marry her. Like the Ravya, the Gemara has no kasha. What was the Gemara's kasha? And how is it mutter for them to do this practice? What do you mean? If she checks herself, it's mutter. If she's clean, it's mutter. So the Beis Ephraim answers that it's true, theoretically, if that would happen, it would be mutter. But if Rav and Rav Nachman were concerned to go out of town, they were concerned not to have a wife, they can't know in advance that the lady is going to check herself and she's going to be clean, so how are they able to do this? Mamela says, the Gemara, oh no, they sent people in front of them, they did all the different tirutzim that the Gemara says, because they can't know in advance that the lady is going to be clean, so it could be the Ravya is right, that really checking does help, but that wouldn't have helped over here. It's interesting, just almost in Yana Diyayima, moving on to Pesach and Shavuot soon, so they use this sheet of the Ravya to answer Akasha from Rus, because Rus, we know, married Bayaz, and whatever happened to Dam Chimud, whatever happened to Shiva Nikiyim, they seem to get married on the spot, and there doesn't seem to have been any sort of 7-day waiting period in between. So someone answered that no, the whole Takana of Dam Chimud was a Takana of the Rabbanan, and it didn't exist in the times of Rus and Bayaz. But another tarot you could say is based on this Ravya, that if she checks herself and she's clean, so then she doesn't have to wait 7 days. So it could be that was the Ma'isa Shaya. Akopandam says the Gemara Vaiter, another member from Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov ben Yani Ishus, Tana Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Aimer, that La Yisa Adam Ishtai Vedaito Ligarsha. A person's not allowed to marry a woman when his das is that he's not going to stay together with her, that he's only going to divorce her. Mishum Shanemar, because the Pasuk says, Al Tachar Shal Reyacha Ra'a, don't plot about your friend bad, meaning like in this case, he's marrying her, but he's really planning on divorcing her. When they feel very confident with you, she's going to marry him, and she's going to feel all confident that, oh, he's going to take care of me. In the meantime, his plan is to divorce her. That's a no-no, and therefore says Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov that a person is not allowed to do such a thing. Moving on now. So we've just been discussing for a while already, I mean, for the most of this parak, the idea, the scenario where you have Reuven dies, and Mrs. Reuven falls to Yiba, and Shimon, instead of waiting the 3 months that he's supposed to wait, he ends up being Miyabe Mrs. Reuven right away. Let's say 2 months later. Mrs. Reuven ends up having a child 7 months after that. And there's a suffix. Is this a 7th month pregnancy from Shimon? Or is it a 9 month pregnancy from Reuven? So the child's a suffix. It's a suffix if the child is Reuven's child or Shimon's child. So until now, we've been focusing mostly on the Evan Ezer chelik of the Shaila. Then how does it work? Is Shimon allowed to stay with Mrs. Reuven? Is the child kosher? What's his yichus? Until now, we've been focusing mostly on the Evan Ezer related aspect of the Shaila. Now the Gemara is going to focus on the Chayshe Mishpat aspect of the Shaila. Here we have a child. He's a suffix. He doesn't know who his father is. Is Reuven his father? father is Shimon's father. That could create different issues in Hilchos Chai Shei Mishpat by Dina Yerusha. So says the Gemara like this, moving on to the Chai Shei Mishpat aspect of the Shiloh, says the Gemara that Safik V'yavam Shabayu Lachlei Penichse Misna. Let's say you have this child who's a Safik, he doesn't know if his father is Reuven or if his father is Shimon. So you have this Safik, and then you also have the Yavam Shimon. You have the Yavam, the Gemara calls Shimon the Yavam, even though really he's a Safik Yavam, but we have Shimon, so you have the Safik child, and we have Shimon. Shabayu lachlek benichse misna. And they're coming to divide Reuven's property. Reuven died, so Reuven left over some big assets, and now they're coming to split it. And Safik Amar, the Safik child, is saying that ana bar misnahu. I'm Reuven's child, being that I'm his only child, so therefore benichse didihu. All of the property goes to me. The Yavam Amar, whereas Shimon tells the child that, what are you talking about? Ad berai didiat. You're my child. Stop talking to me with such chutzpah. You're my child. V'les lachulay midi benichsi. And you don't get anything of my property. I get to inherit from my brother. I did yibum. I inherit everything he has, and you get nothing. So the halacha is, have imama and haimoto besafik, umama and haimoto besafik chalkin. The halacha is that this mama is mamash besafik. There's no way to clarify. There's no way to determine. There's no way to decide who's right. Is the child really Reuven's child, in which case it all goes to him? Or is he Shimon's child, in which case it all goes to Shimon? But mainly they split it 50-50. That's the halacha. Now let's say you have Safik Ubinei Yavam. Here you have again this Safik child, who's a Safik. He doesn't know if Reuven's his father or is Shimon his father. Now Shimon has other children. So you have this Safik child, and then you have Shimon's other children, Shabayu Lachlek Benichse Misna. And they're coming to divide now the Nechasim of the Mace. Let's say Shimon died, so now they're coming to divide the property. And Safik Amar, the Safik says, that Hahu Gavra Bar Misnahu, that I'm talking about himself, that person is a son of the Mace, that, meaning he's a son really even of Reuven. So Reuven died, now Shimon died, and so the Safik is saying that it's all mine, v'nichsei didihu, everything is mine because I'm Reuven's child, so it never really went to Shimon, it never goes to you, for sure not, it all goes to me. Whereas the Bnei Yavam Amri, the Bnei Yavam are tainying, that no, at achenu at, that you're our brother, you're Shimon, Shimon's your father, you're our brother, and memela u'menasa hu de'islav bahadon, all you get is a chelek with us, you divide it. If let's say there were 9 other children, so you get 1/10, if there were 9 other children plus him is 10, so you get 10%. You don't get the whole thing, you just get an even share like everybody else. So Savu Rabbanan Kamed Rav Mishar Shia L'Meimar. So the Rabbanan thought in front of Rav Mishar Shia to say that in this case the halacha will be exactly like what we have in the Mishnah. That Masnisani, it's a Mishnah later in Yavamis on Kufam Abeis, that none, the Mishnah over there discusses a case where you have a Safik child, nothing to do with Yibam, stop, a Safik child, a person didn't wait, a lady was previously married, she didn't wait the 3 months that she was supposed to, she ends up getting married to someone else, and 7 months later she has a child, and it's not clear, is it a 7th month baby from the second husband, or is it a 9th month baby from the first husband? So you have a Safik child, and then in the Maisa, so he had this Safik child, in this case of the Mishnah, you have the Safik child, he doesn't know if his father is the first husband, which we'll call Reuven, he doesn't know if his father is the second husband, which we'll call Shimon, he doesn't know who his father is, he's a Safik child. Now Reuven has other children, Shimon has other children, and this child is somewhat lost, he doesn't know who his father is. So says the Mishnah that who ain yairish aysam, that he can't inherit with them. Meaning, if let's say Reuven dies, so then the Reuven's other Vadai children can tell him that no, you don't get anything. Vehem yarshin aysai. But yet, if this Safik child dies, so then Reuven's children could inherit from him. If he doesn't have any children, so they could inherit from him. Shimon's children also, they'll split it, but they'll be able to inherit from him, but he won't be able to inherit from them. Now, v'hacha ipcha. So what's the pshat? The Rabbanan thought in front of Rav Mishar Shia to say that the halacha in our case is going to be similar to that case, just it's going to be the opposite. V'hacha ipcha, here it's going to be the opposite. Meaning like this, the Gemara explains, that hasam, in that case, amri lei, so the other brothers, let's say Reuven's other children, so amri lei, they could say to this safik, that I see raya ushko, that you don't know if Reuven's your father. You don't know that. Maybe Shimon's your father. So since you don't know if Reuven's your father, so you're only a Safik. We're a Vadai. We're Vadai children of Reuven. You're a Safik. Ain't Safik mitzi midei Vadai. Memelo, you have to bring a Raya if you want to have any sort of Yerusha with us. Otherwise, you don't get anything. So just like over there, you say that the Safik can't be mitzi from the Vadai. So Hacha, here, it's going to be the opposite, but the same logic. That Amar Luhu, the Safik, by this case of the Yibum, the Safik, he doesn't know who his father is, he doesn't know if his father was Reuven, the brother who died, or the Yavam Shimon. So he could tell the Bnei Shimon, he could tell the Bnei Yavam, he could say that Amar Luhu, Aisu Rayu Shekulu, I'm a Vadai. No matter what, I have Yerusha. I'm either Reuven's child, in which case it's all mine, or I'm Shimon's child, and then I get a portion. So I'm a Vadai Yairish. And you're only a Safik Yairish. You're only a Safik Yairish, because you only Yarshin on the Tzad and I'm a Ben Shimon. If I'm a Ben Reuven, you get nothing. So you're only a Safik. I'm a Vadai. So you have to bring a Raya, and then you get to take, but otherwise, ain't Safik Maitzi Midei Vadai. And it all goes to me. That's what they wanted to say. However, Amar Luhu Rav Misharshia said back to them that no, me dummy, is it really comparable? Hasam in that case, inhu vadai v'ihu safik. In the case of the Mishnah Kufam Abayis, so you have that the Bnei Reuven, they're a Vada Yarshim, and this Suffolk child, he's only a Suffolk on the entire Yerusha. So they could tell him, bring a Raya, until then you get nothing, because you're a Suffolk on everything. You don't have any sort of Vada Chelik in anything. But Ahach, in our case, Edi V'Edi Suffolk, everybody's a Suffolk, meaning it's true that the Suffolk child for sure has something. He's a Vada in having 10%. He's a Vada in 10%, but he's not a Vada in the whole 100%. It's only on the Tzad that he's a Ben Reuven that he gets everything. If he's a Ben Shimon, then he only gets 10%. So 10% ain't a chanami. That much he'll get. But then the rest of the 90, they'll have to be chalk and they'll have to split it 50-50. If you want to bring a case that would be similar to the Mishnah on Kufam Abayis, it would be the following case. The following case would be mamish similar to the case of the Mishnah on Kufam Abayis. Not that they're coming to split Reuven's property, the stuff that was originally Reuven's. They're coming to split Shimon's assets. The Safik and the Bnei Yavam, Shimon's children, they're coming to split Shimon's Nechasim. So in that case, the Hasam Amrile, so then Taka, the children, the Bnei Shimon, they could tell the Yavam, they could tell the Safik, they could tell him that I see Raya Da'achuna at Ushko. We're Vada Yarshim. You're only a Safik. You're only Yarshim on the Tzad that Shimon's your father. So being that you're only a Safik, so ain't Safik, might see me Vadai, you have to bring a Raya and then you get a Chelek. That's Mamash, like the case of the Mishnah, but the previous case is not comparable. It's a little bit early, but we'll have to stop here. Bezras Hashem, we'll make up for this in the following shiur.